How are you? I'm about to call into the phone show on 505-796-4020. I need to ask Brad Carter a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately. Who is Matt Hillock's daddy, and what does he do? What is all this cactus about? Okay, I'll stop with the out-of-dated soundboard references now. So stop whining, you idiots! And I hope Skunkworks leaves enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it through his stomach!
Hello, Mel?
Speaking.
Hey, Mel. We've had some complaints that you keep walking around there, like, winking your butthole. And that's something we kind of discourage.
I'm sorry, can you please repeat that?
When you're there with your dog, you've been winking your butthole.
Is this a scam? What are you...
You don't have to pretend you didn't do it. Just please stop doing it. That's all.
You have the right person. I've been winking my butthole.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see you.
Winking my butthole. Don't wink your butthole at my face. Winking my butthole.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see you.
Winking my butthole. Don't wink your butthole at my face.
Please don't wink your butthole at people. Stop doing it, that's all.
Ow.
Please stop doing it.
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 Okay.
Please stop doing it.
Okay. Last time I was there was when I winked my butthole.
Please stop doing it.
Okay. I will stop.
That's good to hear. It's been great talking to you. I'm gonna go masturbate. Thank you, Dylan, for that intro song. I got an email from him today. He says, hey, RBCP, I've been listening to your show since maybe 2013, but since I'm a major first-class douche nozzle, I've never contributed anything. Well, that changes here and now, and he attached that thing. He says, your funny-ass show has always been a source of fun times and the perfect escape from having to live in Oklahoma. So thank you for that, Dylan. I really appreciate the intro song. It made me LOL at least once. Also, the thing that you heard before Dylan's intro song, the thing with Arnold, that was made by Tristan about 7 years ago for the phone show. I don't know why I'm using that, because it's a phone show thing. I happened across his YouTube the other day. It was on there, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm going to put this on the show. So there it is. Thanks for that, Tristan. Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. This is the show where we introduce normal people to alternate universes where crazy things happen, like neighbors calling them up and accusing them of winking their buttholes at everybody, and they're completely convinced that these alternate universes are completely real and try to argue with me over whatever ridiculous thing I accuse them of. Today's show is brought to you by Audi Love, FOD87, Lord and Lady of Veggies, Omni, and Ryan Jardina. Those are just a few of the supporters of the show who contribute money to me instead of to, you know, starving children in third world countries or whatever. They totally have their priorities straight. Thanks to the new people who've signed up recently, like Vincent TM, Daniel B, Mike G, Dustin Michael W, Brandon Y, Iron Trees, and 18 Homeless Men. Those people all signed up at patreon.com/phonelosers, and you should too, because you get an extra show every single week if you sign up for $5 a month or more. Did you know that there is a PLA/PCN meetup happening in approximately 1 month on April 18th in San Jose, California? It's happening most likely at the same place as last year. I'm going to put a link once again in the show notes if you want to check out the event page on Facebook. And if you don't have Facebook, you just can't go. Sorry. It's just the way it is. But April 18th, 2020, plan to be there in San Jose. According to the event page, you'll meet Dwight from Mop Writing with Dwight. You'll meet Dragonmere from Hijinks Live Calls. You'll meet Strange Life and Dom the Bomb. I'm pretty sure Waste of Memory is going to be there, too. Why didn't you put Waste of Memory on here, Dwight? He's a host. Don't be a big jerk about it. Put Wasted Memory on there. And I am not going to be there. Don't expect me to be there. I promise. I 100% will not be there, but Dwight's going to let me send him a bunch of PLA crap to pass on to you people, some stickers and zines and stuff. So that's totally worth going to San Jose for, to get PLA stickers.
but also just to meet a bunch of people who are really into prank calls enough that they would go meet up in San Jose together. I'm assuming that Don Fickles is going to be there and Nick Caesar, but I've not heard that confirmed. I also think Matt Hillock is going to be there. He talked like he was going to be there. I don't think Zax is going to be there. Somebody told me recently that he was officially out. God damn it, Zax. But there's going to be a lot of people there. Everybody should go to it. I wish I could make it, but I can't. I'll make the next one, hopefully. Earlier today, I did a live show. That's what you're about to hear. It was fun. I think you'll enjoy it. The first two calls in the stuff that I'm about to play was not live. So the first two calls are not live. I did those by myself, and then later on, I decided to go live. I don't know if that matters, if I need to explain that or not, but that's what I'm doing. So here is today's live show.
Hello?
Hey, Jack?
No, I'm afraid you have the wrong number. Jack? You're looking for Jack?
Yeah,
you definitely have the wrong number.
Oh, no, look, I'm not a bill collector or anything. Just put him on. It's Roy. Tell him it's Roy.
You have the wrong number. You called Tennessee.
Sir, yeah, I know I called Tennessee. Just put Jack on.
You have the wrong number, man.
Look, quit being an asshole and put Jack on the phone.
Hey, go fuck yourself. You don't talk to me that way, dick. You called my motherfucking phone.
Yeah, but you're the one.
Have you lost your goddamn mind?
You're the one pretending Jack's not there. Just put Jack on the fucking phone, idiot. Oh, man, I love wrong numbers. They're the best.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, wow, your phone sounds terrible. I'm all echoing back at myself. And your voice quality is garbage. Holy shit.
Who's this?
Is this Kamal Deep?
Yes.
Oh, hey. This is Roy. I'm with the local metal detecting club. We're going to be coming to your house today to do a bunch of metal detecting in your yard.
For what?
We're just going to be running our metal detectors all over your yard and looking for metal things and, you know, digging down with little shovels.
No, we don't have anything, man.
No, we're going to, like, look underneath your yard for things. We're a metal detecting club.
We don't have anything. We don't have anything. We never put anything in there.
Well, you have a yard.
Yes. I know. It's just grass, you know.
I know. But you never know what kind of treasures are under there.
And okay. It's not belongs to you. Then if it belongs to us, you know, we will take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no. You're a tenant? Like, no, look. We'll share things with you. Anything we find, we'll share.
No, it's okay. I don't want anybody to come to my home. I'm not there, you know.
Yeah, but we'll see if you're not there. It doesn't even matter. It's not like you're using the yard. We're just, it's me and like seven other guys.
Just go to somebody's house. Why do you want to come to my house then?
Because we want to come to your house and dig through your yard. And
why? You are not invited, man. You are not invited, okay?
Well, I know. I'm inviting myself.
No, we don't. I don't like anybody uninvited person, you know.
Well, what's in your yard that you're afraid people are going to find?
Whatever is there, that belongs to us. You know, why should I tell you? That's our personal yard. I'm the one who pays the property tax on it. I'm the one who takes care of it. Who the hell are you?
We're going to help you pay the property tax by finding treasures in your yard.
No, it's okay. I don't want you to find it, okay?
It's just for fun. We're just a fun club. We're just, you know, we're just...
No, just go somewhere else, man. Thank you.
Please, come on. Hi there, everybody. I'm calling numbers from a list. It's a list that someone named Frankie sent to me. They seem to be people in mostly nice areas. He said a lot of them were in homeowners association areas. But I tried that a couple times, and they're like, I'm not with the homeowners association. So Frankie's full of shit. That's what I'm trying to say. Fucking Frankie. Who's he think he is? So I was thinking I'd just do some metal detecting calls. I've already done one. I kind of feel like I should just play it for you right now. But nah, you just have to wait for the podcast. Thanks for showing up, everyone.
Hello.
Daryl.
Who's this, please?
It's Roy. What are you asking like that for? I'm with a local metal detecting club. We're going to be at your house here in a little bit. We're in a minivan heading over. We're going to be metal detecting in your yard.
Roy who?
Yeah. Gerbel.
What?
My last name is Gerbel. I'm with a metal detecting meetup group on meetup.com.
I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know. I really don't know where you come from. Roy. Okay, did I somehow get in a group or something?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
Was I in a group?
No. I don't think so. We're just going to show up there at your yard, and we're going to do some metal detecting in your yard.
Why do you want to do that?
Just to see if we can find any treasures. You know, we just pick a yard.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Roy, hey, I don't. I apologize. I don't know who you are. I would not be interested, and I would not allow you to do that.
Well, no, you're not going to be doing it with us. We're just going to come to your house, and there's seven of us. We've all got metal detectors, and we're just going to be sweeping your whole yard.
I'm going to pass, Roy. Thank you, though. Well, try somebody else.
No, I'm not asking permission. We're on our way. We're all meeting up there.
No, it's not going to happen, Roy. Sorry. Don't come to the yard.
We set this up as a meetup. We set this up as a meetup.
No, I didn't. I'm going to call you the police if you come. Sorry.
No, don't do that. Like, this is just an innocent club. That was pretty much the reaction I had last time, too, with the last guy. I asked him what he was hiding. The last guy was a lot more yelly, though. Yes, wasted memory. He says it's already listed on the Facebook. We had this set up a week ago. Dragonmere says,
"Please hold while I try to connect you."
Dragonmere says, "Once the permission slips are signed, it's legally binding." Makes sense. I will try to bring that up. Oh, hello, Art.
Yes,
it's Roy. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club.
Metal Detecting Club. I have always wanted to join that.
Oh well, we're going to be in your yard today. I can give you like an application for it. It's a meetup group, so you can join online if you want, but I also have a paper application.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
Oh, no, we're coming to your house today. Me and...
I know, you can pass me by.
What? No, you said you wanted to join.
Oh, mercy.
Oh, well, I'm...
Well, I appreciate...
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I appreciate the invite, but no, I wouldn't be interested.
Okay, well, no, you don't have to do anything then. We're just coming to your house. We're going to be doing metal detecting in your yard, me and seven other guys.
Well, good luck, because I'll be out there with my shotgun.
Well, you can't shoot us. That's illegal.
All right.
Okay,
take care.
But I'm serious, though. We're going to be there. I need to tell one of them my mom's driving, and when he demands to talk to my mom, just put Carol on. Be like, his hobby keeps him out of trouble. You need to stop being such a jerk about it.
Hello?
Hey, Michael?
Yes.
It's this is Roy. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club here in town. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be at your yard today. We're on the way over. The meetup officially starts at 5 p.m. I don't know if anyone showed up there already.
That's not my home. That's my mom's home.
What, on Lane?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, could you let her know? Because we're just going to be out there with metal detectors, just kind of searching for treasures.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll let her know.
Okay. We're probably going to be digging. We're going to be doing a little bit of digging. I just don't want her to be concerned because, you know, we'll put the grass back how it was and we won't dig up any flower beds unless we get like a really strong signal.
Okay, what are you digging for?
Just treasures. You know, we're like a metal detecting club online. You know, we meet up through Facebook and Meetup, and we scheduled one at your mom's address.
How did you get my number?
It was on this online directory. I just called it up, and there it was. So obviously it's the wrong number because it's your number and not your mom's. Sorry about that.
Right, yeah, because my mom's not... She's not on any social media.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, she didn't invite us. We just, it's just a fun thing we do. Right. We pick a random address and go there and metal detect. And if we find anything super valuable, we'll share it with her.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're looking for, like, you know, Civil War cannonballs and bullets and, you know, jewelry and stuff like that.
Right. So have you found anything?
Well, we're not there yet. But, yeah, we found lots of stuff in the past.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Right, I'll let her know.
Okay, you want me to put her on three-way? I could call her up right now.
You've got her number?
Well, no, if you have the number, I could call her up on three-way. We could just both talk to her.
Okay, I need to look it up because I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Hang on a second. Well, can I just go ahead and call her and let her know?
Oh, yeah, that's fine, too, I guess. It'd be more fun to do it on three-way. It'd be fun for the listening audience.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me get the number.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put you on speaker.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I can't read that one. Let me try a different way.
All right. Sorry about the short notice.
That's all right. Okay, 37.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm sorry.
I don't have my glasses, so I...
Oh, hold it. Hold it right up to your eyeball. That's what I do.
No, that's not going to work. Huh. That's worse.
Hold it like at an arm's length and squint.
Yeah.
Turn up your font size.
I think it's 8.
Okay. Okay, let's try that.
Hello?
Hey, Mom?
Yeah?
I've got a three-way call going here. Mm-hmm. There's some people that are doing a, treasure hunt kind of thing. And they're going to be out there with metal detectors. And if they find something, they're going to dig. But if they dig, they'll replace the sods and all that. So,
when are they coming?
When are you coming? Is he? He's not even on here, huh? He was supposed to do a three-way call.
What?
He was supposed to do a three-way call, but I don't hear him.
He's going to be in my backyard?
Yeah, well, he's going to be in your yard, so just call and let you know. And he says if they find something valuable, they'll split it with you.
I don't trust this. I don't want to have anything to do with it. If he finds something valuable, split it. That means that I have to open the door for him.
No, not necessarily.
No. Tell him no.
Okay. All right.
This is the AT&T operator. I need you to deposit another 25 cents for the next 3 minutes. Hello? Sir, please deposit 25 cents. Hello, ma'am? Ma'am? Ah! They both hung up.
What a unfriendly mother. She just kind of hung up on her son. So I spoofed from his number to make sure that she picked up. So now all of my calls are going to be coming from that guy's number, which is kind of funny. I wanted to hear the mom be like, what are you doing at a payphone? But no, they just both hung up on me. Oh, now it's busy. I guess we're just done with those people. I don't know. I don't even know what I was going to say to her. I just wanted to call her back. But now all of my calls are coming from that guy's number, which is good because it's a more believable number, but it still ends with 69. So LOL, I guess.
Hello?
Hi, Amanda. I'm sorry.
Yes.
This is Roy. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club. We're going to be at your house. We're having a meetup at your house today.
Do you mean to call Frank or Carol?
Oh, I don't know. Are you at 10 Drive?
I am. Oh.
What?
We live in a subdivision. I'm really confused.
Oh yeah, we're a metal detecting club. We set up an event at your house today, and everyone's going to be there in about less than a half hour, 28 minutes. It's we set it up through Facebook and Meetup and all that.
Hold on, Bill, don't open the door.
What?
Can you hold on a second?
Okay.
Oh, it's your parents. Oh, wait. So we are a private residence, and we're hosting guests.
Oh, cool.
Right now.
Well, we won't bother anyone. We're all, like, very friendly people.
You don't have permission to come to our property, if that's okay.
Oh, no, we've already set this up, like, a week ago. It's on Facebook.
I don't care.
Everyone had to sign permission slips. My mom's driving us over right now in the minivan. And there's, like, other people coming in another car.
If you come to our house, we'll call the police.
No, don't do that, because we're, like, a friendly group of people. We're just metal detectors. Fine. We're just nerds, ma'am. That's all. We're just nerds. I'm going to edit her voice to say you do have permission, and I won't call the police. That's what I'll do.
You have permission to come to our property.
Saga, whatever wants me to say.
automatic voice message system.
That I read online that there are things buried in their yard and you're ghost hunters. We're a ghost hunting metal detecting group. That's what it is.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Larry?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club.
With who?
I'm with the Metal Detecting Club. We're coming to your house here in a few minutes. We have a meetup in your yard. It starts in 16 minutes at 5:30. We're just going to be, you know, just walking around, just looking for stuff underground. So, just you know, just letting you know, because we didn't want you to be concerned about us being there. We're a friendly group of people.
So what are you doing in my yard?
There's going to be 9 of us total. And we're just going to be sweeping our metal detectors around looking for treasures and stuff. You know, just whatever's under. We'll just be digging down and seeing what we find. But we won't mess up the yard. You know, we'll put it back just how it was.
I don't know who the hell you are, but stay out of my yard.
Well, no, we've already set up a meetup on Facebook. Like, this has been planned for a week. Oh, well. I'm pretty sure if metal detectors called me up and said this to me, I'd just be like, okay, sure, I don't give a shit. It's just a yard. I'd be like that one guy until his mom intervened and was like, hey, I'll have to open the door to share their treasure. Well, just don't share it, lady. Let them keep it. Greedy old hag.
Hello?
Hi, John?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club. We've set up a meetup in your yard. We're going to be there in about 15 minutes.
To do what?
We're going
to
be there's 9 of us. We're going to be using metal detectors to find treasures in your yard. You know, just looking for metal things. Like, if you've ever lost anything in your yard, we'll find it.
No, thank you. And I don't want anybody plowing around my yard.
Oh, no, we've already set this up, like, a week ago. We're going to have to move away from metal detecting, I think. It's just the same response. But only after I do, like, 50 more calls of metal detecting, then we'll quit. John's acting like I was asking permission. I wasn't.
Hello?
Mrs. White!
Yeah?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you. I was yelling at my mom when you picked up. This is Roy. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club.
With what?
The Metal Detecting Club. We've got a meetup in your yard today. We're on our way to your yard. We're going to be going all over your... What?
You have the wrong number. I'm in Florida.
You're in Oh, wait. You don't live on court? Because that's where we're going.
Why are you going to my house? There's nobody there.
Oh, well, that's perfect then. We're just going to be going there with our Metal Detecting Club. There's like 9 of us. And we're going to be just looking for metal things, you know, underneath the yard and then digging down.
No, who gave you permission to do that?
Well, it's a meetup. We set it up on Facebook.
I don't want you to do that. There's no one there, and I don't want you to do that.
Yeah, but you're not there. We're like a friendly group of people. We're not gonna make a mess or anything.
I'm going to tell you something. I've got the nosiest neighbors in the world, and they will be reporting you. I can tell you that right off the gun.
But we'll just tell them that you gave us permission. And if we find any trash in your yard, we'll pick it up. That's what we'll do. That's what we always do. We always bring a trash bag with us.
And you just go into people's place and don't even ask them?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Well, it's a meetup. We set up a meetup. We're like a metal detecting / ghost hunting group. And we read...
Well, I know you're metal detecting, but still, that's private property, and you shouldn't be going on people's private property without permission.
Yeah, but we found this book in the library. It says there might be things buried in your yard. Like, from the 18th century.
I would prefer that you do not go.
Okay, well, can we just do the front yard at least? We'll just do the front yard and the sides. We'll stay out of the back.
Whatever. All right.
Oh, so we have permission?
Front and side.
Okay. The only thing about, like this one guy in our club, his name's Chad, he's kind of a rule breaker. He'll probably go in the back. But we won't go back there with him.
Let me call one of my neighbors to alert them, because otherwise they'll call the police on you. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
I'm sorry I yelled at you at the beginning. I was yelling at my mom. She's driving us there.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye. I couldn't be mean to her after that. She's like, she's setting it up for us. Nicest old lady ever. Oh, Seven says, we promise to keep your toilet clean. I wish I'd seen that. I'd love to say that to her. But it's probably best that I don't make her think we're going to break in. Quit trying to get me in trouble, Seven.
Hello?
Hi, I was calling for Alexis.
Who is this?
This is Roy.
Roy, who's Roy?
Just don't worry about it. Just put Alexis on the phone. God damn it.
Who's Roy?
Oh, I'm with the Metal Detecting Club. We're going to be doing some metal detecting in your yard today, in Alexis's yard today.
Yeah, you got the wrong number then.
No, I don't. I'm calling for Alexis.
No, you got the wrong number.
Look, just put Alexis on the phone. It's not your decision.
You got the wrong, it's not you
your,
got the wrong
it's
number.
It's not your yard. We're going to be there.
You got the wrong number.
We've got a meetup scheduled. It's on Road.
What's the address?
100 Road.
Metal detecting for what?
We're just looking for random treasure. We're like a friendly group of people. There's going to be a couple carloads of us. There's going to be like a total of 9 people.
No, no, thank you.
No, no, I'm not asking permission. Can you just put Alexis on? She's probably more reasonable than
you. You need permission to get on my property.
Well, it's not your property. It's Alexis's property.
It's my property.
I don't think so.
So you need permission, so it's a no.
Okay, look, we're going to share anything we find with you.
No, well, I'm good. I'm fine.
No, we're not asking permission. There's going to be 9 of us there. We're going to be there in about 20 minutes.
Go ahead and be there, and I'm going to kick you guys off my property.
We already set this up on Facebook like a week ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, what do you mean, no, we didn't? Yes, we did.
No, you didn't. You didn't. I'm done talking to you.
Go look on Facebook at Local Metal Detecting Clubs. Yeah, I wanted to say that inconsistencies. It's 9-1. Let's see you kick us off your property, motherfucker. But I didn't. I didn't say that.
Hello?
Hi, Daniel.
Yes.
Hey, this is your neighbor, Roy. Down the street?
Really?
Yeah, really. On Woodfield. We've been getting your mail recently. I just wanted to let you know we're not going to do anything with it. We're just going to rip it up. I just didn't want you to be concerned if you're like missing any mail. But you might want to, I don't know, talk to the postman or something.
Where are you at?
I'm in the Blue House on Whitfield Street. Just, you know, just a
on
little
the blue.
A little ways down.
I don't know that I have any mail going over. What is it, gas bills?
No, there's, well, it's like various things. There's like about, I've got about 13 piled up here on the table now that's come over the past few weeks. I don't know if the postman's drunk or what.
Huh.
It's like
the Blue House.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm just letting you know.
What's your address?
I'm going to rip it up. I'm going to rip up your mail and, you know, I'll basically shred it. And that way you won't have to worry about it falling into the wrong hands.
Yeah, well, how about me coming by and picking it up?
Oh, no, I don't answer the door for strangers. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
Okay. I mean, there's one gas bill on here. Sir? Answering his phone like that, trying to prank me. I didn't get to do the ripping sound effect yet.
Hello?
You hung up on me. I was trying to tell you there was one gas bill in here. And there's one that's like handwritten to you. It's like in cursive.
Uh-huh.
And I think some of it's junk.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine, sir. Thank you.
I'm ripping it up. I'm ripping it all up.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm going to rip it all up.
Huh? Okay, that's fine.
No, you can hear me, though. You can hear me ripping it, right? That way you know it's not going to...
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything with it.
Okay, that's fine, sir. I appreciate it.
This one had a check in it. There was a check for you. I'm ripping it up.
Okay.
I'm going to rip all the mail up.
Thank you.
I just don't...
Alright, bye.
Don't want you to worry about it, okay?
Alright, bye-bye.
Just don't worry about it. Okay, I think I convinced him not to be worried. Everything's fine. Hello? Hello?
What?
Harriet.
Hello?
Harriet.
Yeah?
Are you home?
Who is this?
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live on way.
What do you mean, what happened?
It's, you say you live on the way?
Yes, I'm your neighbor. Are you when are you going to be home? There's roofers at your house. There's Royco Roofing is at your house. They're taking off your roof.
What?
They're taking off your roof. There's roof. There's roofers at your house. They're removing your roof.
Roofers?
Yeah, the Royco Roofing. They're taking off your roof. Did you order a new roof? I told him I didn't think you did.
No, we did not.
Oh, man. I'm like standing out here right now. They're ripping it up. They're ripping off your roof.
All right, we're on our way. We're right on the Bluffer. We're on our way there.
I'm on my way right now.
What? What'd you say, Harriet?
That's my son on my way.
I'm a son. We own the Bluff Road on our way home.
Yeah, I didn't understand any of that. They took off the whole front of the roof. Like, they've taken it all off. And now they're taking up the plywood off of the roof. They say some of it's rotted.
All right. We're almost there. We're
okay.
On our way home.
I'll stay on until you get here. I'm eating a THC pretzel.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, no. I'm still here. I haven't hung up yet. Do you know, like, right, so you didn't hire the roofing company?
Okay.
Are you almost here? Like, I'm standing right out here.
Yeah.
I'm in the neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
Your next door neighbor's yard.
Yeah,
I'm watching. They won't let me come in your yard because they're throwing all the shingles down in the yard.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Are you almost here? Are you right about around the corner?
I'm right by the corner.
On the Southport Road.
Oh, man, hurry up. Man, they're getting ready to tear off the back part.
Okay.
They're throwing shingles in the backyard. There's like nails spilling out onto the sidewalk. It's a mess.
I'm right on my way.
Oh, man. Are you on Southport still?
Yes.
Oh, man. Drive faster.
All right.
Yeah.
Start passing people. So you didn't order the roof, though? Like, why are they taking off your roof if you didn't order a roof? I don't get it.
Yeah, we did not order a roof.
No, we did not order anything.
The foreman's a female. It's Carol. You want me to put Carol on? She's with Royco.
Oh, yes, I'm on your phone.
Carol.
I'm on my way.
This is Carol with the roofing company. Can I help you? We're taking off your roof right now. Is this Harriet? Hello?
Hello. Yeah.
I'm with the roofing company. I'm the manager.
Yeah.
He's telling me you didn't order a new roof. We just took your roof off.
So we did not order a roof.
Well, no, because we have your address on here. 10 way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, you ordered this. It's like it has Harriet's name.
Oh,
what an order. Where are you?
It says right here. Harriet ordered it. Are you here yet? He says you're on your way.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, I just took the phone. I just took the phone from Carol. Are you home? I don't even see you here.
We home.
After my house. Maybe they gave you the wrong address. After my house.
Harriet, are you surprised that there's no one taking your roof off now that you're here?
No. Nobody's taking the roof off. We're right out of the house right now.
Yeah, I know. I was just kidding. Me and Carol were pranking you.
Oh.
Didn't say what?
It was a joke. We were joking. We got you good. Oh. I wanted them to laugh with me about it. They just hung up. I love that we got to ride home with them. That was fun. I should have just put my deeper voice on instead of Carol. That'd be more believable. Come on. A female foreman? It's a foreman, not a forewoman.
Hey, baby. I'm a foreman.
Hello?
Hello, Theodore?
Yeah?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy. I live down the street from you. Are you home?
Roy.
Are you home? Are you home?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not right now. I'm actually in Florida for a business trip.
Oh, my
what
goodness.
What I can do for you, Roy?
Well, I don't know. I was just wondering about all the roofers on your roof right now. They're, like, checking out your roof. Like, what are they doing up there?
Okay.
I didn't know what was going on.
In my...
Yeah, at the 10... Like, are they supposed to be up there? Should I tell them to leave?
Yeah, I mean, I have to check with my wife. She's home, so I don't know, like... So they're supposed to be there?
I don't know. They're just kind of like walking around and like peeking under the shingles. They've got roofing trucks out front and ladders.
Yeah. Are you sure it's my roof?
Yeah. Yeah. 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what they're doing.
Okay. I have to call my wife to confirm. Where do you live?
Then? Oh, I'm in the blue house. You know, just a few houses down from you.
Where?
You know, like, if you go out of your house, it's, like, down to the right a little bit. I was just coming over to sell your wife a THC pretzel. And then, like, I see all these roofers up here. I didn't know if you're really getting roofing done. And she didn't answer the door, so I just called you.
Okay. I'm not sure why the roofers are there or what's going on, but...
The foreman's right here. Like, hey, you want to get on the phone? You want me to put him on the phone?
Sure, thank you.
Take the phone.
Hello, this is Gary. I'm with Royco Roofing. Can I help you?
Yes, are you in my address?
Yeah, we're at 10 Avenue. We got a work order to take this roof off. We're taking
Who
off
says
the,
that?
Looks like it was ordered by Theodore. So, go ahead and rip that roof off. Go ahead. Start ripping it down. Yeah, we're getting ready to rip it down. We're going to put a new roof on tomorrow.
All right. Who ordered that? I don't think that anybody ordered
that. Oh, no.
That.
It shows here under your name. So, yep, we're putting a new roof on for you. Brand new roof. Red shingles.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay, wait for the police to arrive.
What?
Wait for the police to arrive as well.
Well, no, we don't need the help of anybody. We got it covered here. We got a team of 6 people. We'll be done in no time.
Okay. Okay, and the police will arrive with you as well.
What? No, no, that's not necessary, sir.
We'll see about that.
Why would you do that? That doesn't make sense.
Because I didn't order anything, but anyhow.
Well, no, it says right here on the work order.
Okay, what is the work order you're talking about?
Theodore, 1 new roof. And we're going to take off all the shingles. We're going to replace them with red shingles. And they're going to be solar tiles. They're going to be Tesla solar tile shingles that are red. They're curvy and red.
Okay, I don't have any kind of order on any kind of roof. But
yeah, we don't see where...
Whatever you say.
Okay, well, we've already started taking the roof down. Should we put it back? Should we put the roof back?
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
I don't know who are you,
but... Don't call me dude, chief.
Oh, I was going to get back on with him. Well, that was dumb and boring and stupid. Devin says, curvy and red like your wife's vagina.
You have reached the voicemail box of 7652...
Hello.
Hey, Ron.
Hi.
It's Roy, your neighbor.
Neighbor?
Yeah, I was jogging by earlier. Did you know one of your porch lights is out?
No.
Yeah, do you think you could get that fixed pretty soon and maybe make it a higher wattage bulb this time? Because, you know, you're just kind of making the whole neighborhood look kind of shitty.
Okay.
Like, is it going to take you a long time this time to get it replaced? Because,
well,
if you can't afford a bulb, I can just walk up and put it in for you.
Well, sure. Yeah, you can do that.
I'll do a 60 watt.
Sure.
But, sure. I mean, maybe you should do it because you're the homeowner. Maybe, you know, act like an adult.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Roy. I live down the street from you on Way.
Well,
Do you think you can?
What's your address?
Well, I'm in the blue house, a couple blocks.
No. I want your address.
For what? No, my porch lights are fine. You don't need to come to my house.
Hey, what an asshole. All right, yeah, give me your address.
Do you think you could not use CFL bulbs this time?
Give me your address. CFL
bulbs are the kind of thing a hobo would use?
Yeah, I know. I use LEDs.
Okay, well, I don't know. The one that burned out was a CFL. Every time I jogged by, I could see it.
My lights are LED, dude.
No, you had one LED and one CFL. The one that still working is an LED, but you had a CFL. So I hope you put an LED in there.
It won't be an LED.
Can you make sure? What?
Yeah, give me your address so I can come see you, bud.
I don't really want to come and see you. Just come out
of your house while I'm jogging by
and just say hello.
Yeah, what's my address?
Can you make sure you get a warm color LED bulb and not a bright washed out color that's just totally white? Sure. Get one that's got a little bit of yellow in it.
Sure. What's my address?
10. I jog by here all the time.
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
You got the wrong fucking guy, bud.
What? No, you live on way, right?
No.
Oh shit! I'm sorry. I thought. No. Is this not Ron?
I bought the house. This is Ron, but I bought the house, but I got to rent it out.
Oh, okay.
I don't even fucking live in that house. Well, I'm over.
Yeah, I don't care. Well, maybe you can talk to your tenants. Talk to your tenants be a proper landlord and tell them to, get better bulbs.
Better bulbs.
Yeah, don't get hobo bulbs. Get real bulbs.
Well, I think they're LEDs.
Well, I think one of them is burnt out right now. So how's that an LED if it's burnt out? Those things last for ever.
Well, why don't you just go over there and replace it, and then I'll just pay you for it.
Well, why don't you get a $50 bulb. Why don't you just do your fucking job and replace it yourself, or talk to your tenants?
They're the renters.
Yeah.
All I did is bought the house. That's all I did.
Yeah, so why don't you go over there and be a landlord? Act like an adult.
I am a landlord.
You're not acting like a landlord.
They're paying me $1,500 a month.
You're not acting like a landlord, asshole. You're letting them just have a burnt out bulb.
It's fine.
No, it's not. I jog by. You're not the one that has to go see it every day. You're letting the neighborhood.
I can care less what the fuck you see.
Obviously. Obviously.
Why don't you call the homeowners association?
You're letting the whole neighborhood. Them. You're letting the whole neighborhood go to shit.
Why don't you call the homeowners association and tell them about it?
Why don't you just do your fucking job?
You're a fucking dick, man.
I know. I have to be because of people like you. You're letting the whole neighborhood go to shit. I own a house over here. It's losing its value because of people like you.
Where the fuck do you work that you can afford a house in this area? Where do you work? Probably your wife, and your kids have got to work to afford a house in this area.
Where do you work? Oh, wow, you're making fun of my income now. Wow, you're a shitty person.
It doesn't matter where
you're a shitty person.
I work at the fucking jail. I make fucking $20 an hour.
Oh, wow,
I got my eyes out watching you.
I make more than you.
Of course you do.
I
make about $20,000 a year.
You're basically a hobo.
Mm-hmm. I am. I really am.
Yeah, well, you just need to shut the fuck up and go replace that bulb. Do your fucking job.
You know what? I'll do that.
All right, do it.
All right, hey, but next time you run by, just stop over and replace the fucking light bulb.
I might. I'll send you a bill for it.
Sure, you send me a bill.
I'm gonna knock on the door and tell them that I work for you.
Come over.
I'm gonna tell them I work for you. No, I'm gonna tell your tenants that I work for you, and you said that they need to pay me for the bulb.
Okay.
I'm gonna charge them.
I'll give them a call.
No, don't give them a call. Don't give them a call. I'll take care of it.
I'll have them whatever they pay you. I'll reimburse them. If it's $200. That's what I'll reimburse.
Well, why do I even have to be involved? Why don't you just do your fucking job?
I don't know how to do it. I don't even know how to change a fucking light bulb. I work at the fucking golf shop. Fucking done.
I bet your whole house is filled up with CFL bulbs.
No, LEDs.
No, I bet you they're all CFLs.
I guarantee you, they're LEDs.
Probably
when I bought the home, I replaced everything with LEDs.
Yeah, I bet your whole house is basically a crack house. Got a bunch of CFLs in it.
It is. It is. But my tenants, that's all they do is self rent. That's why I can get like $1,500 a month out of the house.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I rent it to them.
What a piece of shit reason to be a landlord.
I know. Well, I know. That's the only way I can afford this house.
I'm going to call the jail and tell them that you're a piece of shit. You won't take care of your properties. Okay, I got to go. I'm going to go do that right now.
Okay. Okay, big guy. Okay. You have a good night.
Eat shit and die.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Bye. Well, I think he enjoyed that more than me. I should have told him none of the prisoners respect him because he uses CFLs. That would have told him. So what should I do next? I don't know what to do. I'm probably going to quit in about a half hour. You know, I've been on for an hour and a half now. I don't need to be on for 3 hours. That's crazy.
Hello?
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott. Yes.
Wow, I'm echoing back. You on speaker or something? You on shitty Bluetooth?
I'm in my car.
Okay. Hey, I'm with the Metal Detecting Club. We're going to be coming to your house in about 30 minutes. We've got a meetup scheduled there today. We're going to be metal detecting in your front yard.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is Roy. I'm with the local metal detecting meetup group on meetup.com.
I think you've got the wrong number, friend.
No, it's Scott, right?
This is Scott, yeah.
Okay, yeah, we've got a meetup scheduled at your address on Drive.
You sure don't.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's why I'm calling to let you know. And can you tell that lady to shut up?
Oh. I just suck a dick. And if you show up, we'll call the cops. Have a good day.
No, it's a meetup. It's scheduled on Facebook. Wolfleton wants me to say that they're putting trash in their trash cans without trash bags. And that's exactly what a hobo does.
Hello?
Emmanuel?
Yeah?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Hello.
Hello. Hey,
yeah?
I noticed you've been putting trash in your trash can without trash bags in it.
Uh-huh.
And can you please not do that? It kind of makes us all look kind of poor.
Say what?
Like, you've been putting trash in your trash can, but without trash bags. And, you know, there's a reason we invented the trash bag. You're going to attract animals and dogs and stuff.
I put my trash in a Walmart bag.
I know, that's something a hobo would do. Stop living like a hobo.
Okay.
What's
wrong with a Walmart?
Well, you're living like a hobo. Can you put it in real trash bags?
Why is he worried about me if I put it in a Walmart bag or a real trash bag? What's the difference?
The difference is that you're making the whole neighborhood look like we're a bunch of hobos. You're bringing down the property values by not using...
It's in a small blue can. What is you talking about? They can't see what's in a can.
I look through it all the time, and I just see all these little Walmart bags in it. Like, it's weird.
That's my trash. So if I want to put it in a recycled Walmart bag, I'll go right in.
But even if they can't see it, they see you walking out with it, and you're putting it in there. And you just make the... You're bringing down... You're bringing down property values is what you're doing.
What is there any way to worry about my garbage in my garbage can?
I'm just saying they made trash bags for a reason. Maybe you should ask your boss for a raise so you can afford some trash bags.
Goodbye. Get off my phone, man. Don't call me no more, whoever this is.
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I'm just trying to help.
Which neighbor?
I'm in the blue house.
The blue house?
Yeah, like up the street a bit.
What?
Up the street a bit. Stop yelling at me.
Don't call me talking about my damn trash, man. If you see trash on the ground, that's a different story. But Walmart bag, don't call me about that.
You're making us all look stupid. Like, use real trash bags.
You know my dad up in the hospital sick, and you worry about me because I got that Walmart bag, man?
But this
get on my god.
It brings down all our property values.
The goddamn food. I got problems up north, and you call me about damn trans Walmart thing. Really?
But you're
off my phone.
You're bringing down
property values.
No.
I don't give a goddamn about property. Not get off my motherfucking phone
I refuse to hang up. You hang up.
Get off my phone, man.
No. Oh. I thought we were going to have a hang-up challenge. But he hung up. Wolfleton says maybe he's sick because you don't use things sanitarily. That's a good point. Would your dad be in the hospital if you bought real trash bags? I don't think so. Wow, that's terrible, Wolfleton. Way to be insensitive. Kind of a dick thing to say, you know.
Hello?
Stephanie!
Hello? Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
My neighbor.
Yeah, hey, you know how, you know, in your trash can, you're not using trash bags? Can you stop doing that?
What?
Like, you don't always use trash bags when you throw trash away. And, you know, they invented trash bags for a reason. You're going to attract animals.
Well, we...
Okay.
All right, she agrees. I changed Lady for the better just now. Thanks to Wolfleton for that one. I'm glad it was easier to change her mind than Emmanuel's.
Hello?
Lisa?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Okay.
Hey, I was looking through your trash. I noticed you don't always use trash bags. Do you think you could not do that? Like, it's just more sanitary if you use trash bags.
I'm sorry, who is this?
It's Roy. I live down the street from you in the blue house.
Which street is this?
On Wood.
Okay.
So,
I always...
Well, not always.
Which house do I live in?
You don't know which house you live in?
Oh, no, I do, but I'm not sure that you have the right person.
Well, you're Lisa, right?
I am, but there's three Lisas that live on Wood.
Oh, well, you live at 101. You're the one that doesn't use trash bags.
Oh, no, I use trash bags.
Not all the time. Like, sometimes you just put stuff in there without trash bags.
No, I use trash bags.
Well, maybe you've got a neighbor that's, like, using your trash can without your authorization.
I don't think so, because it's usually pretty full.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, like, can you just, like, you're helping spread the coronavirus if you don't use trash bags.
I do use trash bags. You can come look at my trash now if you like.
No, I already seen it. I saw it last week. It looked disgusting.
Well, I apologize, but I use trash bags. The only thing that wasn't in a trash bag was the styrofoam.
Why can't you put the styrofoam in a trash bag?
It was too big and it wasn't worth it.
Well, it's worth it not to bring down the property values and make us all look like hobos.
How would you see it was in the trash can?
I opened up the trash can and I looked in there.
You should have seen white trash bags.
I saw some of them, but like you had stuff in there that was like spilling out. And also the bottom of your trash can is really disgusting. Like, have you ever washed it with the hose?
Yeah, it's a new trash can.
Well, I mean, it's already pretty gross looking.
I'm not sure you have the right house.
No, I already told you.
I mean, I'm happy.
You're
101. I'm happy to meet with you.
101, you're the one that never sweeps your driveway.
No, I do.
Well, not very often. You need to sweep your damn driveway.
Would you like to meet me now? I'm happy to meet in person.
No, thank you. I've got things to do.
Okay, well, then I'm
eating a THC pretzel right now.
Well, I have things to do as well, and I don't appreciate your false accusations.
Okay, well, it's just about trash bags. Don't take it personally. Hey,
I do use trash bags. I use more than my share of trash bags. In fact, I double bag things.
Yeah, but you could probably, you know, just, you know, bag up everything, like the styrofoam and the other things that are spilling out. The unmentionables, I don't want to even say.
Well, what was spilling out? I don't understand.
Well, they're unmentionables, and I don't want to say. Hey,
I would appreciate you saying, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Lisa, earlier today, I made two batches of THC pretzels. Do you want to buy one?
No.
Why not? They're good. I mean, they're it's totally sanitary and everything, and it's like really high quality THC.
I believe you, but I don't want any, and I think you need to keep your business to yourself.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just trying to be neighborly. Like, I'll sell you a pretzel for $5. $5 a pretzel.
No, I understand, but you don't need to tell me about my trash can that is new, and I do bag everything, and I do sweep my driveway.
No, we're past that. We're past that. I sold Greg a pretzel.
And, Who is Greg?
Greg. He lives at 101. He said it like he's having a pretzel today. He said it's amazing. Why don't you want to have a pretzel?
Okay,
I'm selling them to the neighbors. I'm trying
you.
To raise funds for my daughter's school program. She's in band.
I believe you, but you shouldn't start out with my trash can's a mess and going for my trash.
Well, I just thought
so you shouldn't lead with that.
Okay, well, should I have said that after? Would you have bought a THC pretzel from me if I'd brought that up first?
No.
Because
I don't think my trash can's a mess.
But if I didn't bring up your trash can until after I sold you a THC pretzel.
Well, I'm still not buying a pretzel.
Okay. Lisa, if I give you a pretzel, a THC pretzel for free, will you please stop living like a hobo and dragging down the property values?
I don't live like a hobo, and I'm not dragging down the property. Well, and I don't appreciate you saying that.
Well, between your driveway and the trash bags.
What trash bags?
Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad you said
it. There are no trash bags.
I know.
There are no trash bags in my driveway.
I'm saying there's no trash bags in your trash can.
There are trash bags in my trash can.
Not enough.
There are plenty.
Well, that's your opinion, and it's wrong.
I'm
just saying
you don't have to look at them.
Like, if I gave you a free THC pretzel every week, would you, like, take better care of your house?
No, I don't appreciate a pretzel. Thank you.
You don't appreciate a pretzel. It's free. I'm offering to give it. It's like a $5 value, and I'll give it to you.
I appreciate that. Do I have to call the cops because you're harassing me now?
No, I'm not harassing. It's a single phone call. And you're the one that's like trying to not support my daughter's band program in school.
Well, sorry. I have other things to support.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to give you the THC pretzel for free. And in return...
I don't want a pretzel.
You don't have to...
If you come down here, I will call the cops.
I'm not...
All right?
I'm not coming down there. I'm just offering. I'm saying, like, if you want one, I'll bring it over. And it won't cost you anything.
Okay, tell me which house you're in again.
In the blue house. And you don't have to support any of my daughter's band stuff. That's fine. If that's the way you want to be, that's fine. And maybe just take better care of your lawn.
Well, I appreciate it if you do the same.
Well, you don't need... I have the best lawn on the block. Several people have told me that.
Okay, well, good for you.
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
It's kind of nice.
Right.
It's kind of nice being appreciated for taking care of my house and... I use trash bags.
Okay. Well, good for you. I use them too.
Maybe if you had a THC pretzel, you wouldn't be so bitchy.
Well, maybe if you aren't wasting my time and telling me my trash bags are awful.
No, I didn't say they were awful. I said you don't use enough of them.
No, I did use enough of them.
Well, you didn't bag up your styrofoam.
Did I need to?
Yes.
That wastes more money. Costs the environment.
Yeah, that's what hobos say. That's why they're hobos.
Okay, well, then, that's the way it is.
You're gonna end up.
I apologize.
You're going to end up living on the street like a hobo. Hobos throw their styrofoam in trash cans with no bags around them.
Hobos don't have styrofoam. All right, have a good night.
Well, what do you know about hobos? Not sure which one of us won that argument. Pretty sure I did. Hobos can have styrofoam just like any other human being, okay? Oh, I should have said, you would know, wouldn't you? Because you're so close to a hobo. Got her. Yeah, that's what I should have said. I should call her back and say that. She would just feel so dumb if I said that to her.
Hello?
Hey, Norman?
You got the wrong phone number.
No, I don't. This is put Norman on. Come on, don't stop fucking around.
Norman?
Yeah, put Norman on.
You have the wrong phone number, bro.
Look, don't be an asshole. Just put Norman on the fucking phone.
You sound like you're the one being the asshole, frankly, bud. I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but...
Well, I'm not your bud, chief. Just put fucking Norman on. Stop acting like he's not there. I know he's there.
You're being presumptive over something that's not even going on, dude. This is not Norman or his buddy.
I can hear him in the background. Just put him on.
Wow, you are a delusional dildo, dude. There's nobody in the background, bro.
You are full of shit. Put Norman on the fucking phone.
I'm going to keep this conversation going so I can hear the stupidity coming from you.
Oh, good. Yeah, it sounds like a really good use of your time. Good thinking.
You're wasting my time, bro.
You're wasting your own time sitting there on the phone pretending he's not there. Just put
Norman. You called me.
Just put Norman on the phone and go about your day. You just walk away.
Dude, Norman is at the bar with the rest of the Cheers gang, bro.
Yeah, nice reference from 30 years ago. How old are you?
Apparently older than you, because you are not mature at all.
Oh, yeah, you really got me there, didn't you?
Sure.
Come on, just put Norman on, for real. Please?
Well, I'm going to let you go, man. Have fun calling Norm.
I thought you were going to stay on the phone so you could hear the stupidity coming out of it. What happened to that?
No.
Did you change your mind?
Yeah, because you're just doing this on purpose.
You know what? You know what? I command you to hang up the phone. Hang it up right now. Okay. You obeyed my command. I win. He called me a dildo. Can you believe that?
Hello?
Elaine? Elaine?
Hello?
Elaine?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm with the Metal Detecting Club. We're going to be at your house here in just a few minutes. We've got a meetup scheduled at your house for 6:30. We're just going to be doing some...
You must have the wrong number.
Oh, no. You live on the court, right? We're going to do a meetup there. We're going to show up with metal detectors, and we're going to, you know, just search for treasures and stuff in your yard. It's fine.
We
set this up a week ago. We're having a meetup with the local metal detecting group. And there's going to be about 8 of us. And we're just going to, you know, we're just going to search for through your yard for metal, for treasure stuff underground.
No,
I'm calling to let you know that we are. I'm not asking. We set up this meetup on Facebook like over like about a week ago.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. It's on Facebook. Search Facebook for the local metal detecting group. So we're just gonna do the front yard. It's not a big deal. We're just gonna, you know, just do metal detecting all over your yard and do some digging if we find anything. And if we find anything good, we'll share it with you.
What is club name?
We're the Southeast Metal Detecting Club. Yeah, look on Facebook. It's got your address on there. It's a meetup. My mom's driving us over right now. There's like...
Look, if this was a real thing that was set up, this is some kind of scam that was set up. I hardly use Facebook. My Facebook wouldn't have my current address.
Well, this has nothing to do with Facebook. Like, you're at 101 court, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just telling you, that's where the meetup's going to be.
That's where the meetup's going to be.
So we're on our way over right now. It starts in 10 minutes. There might be people there already.
And how do you say this was set up?
It's a meetup group. Can you stop doing whatever you're doing with your phone? Wave it around or something. I keep echoing back. Are you covering
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, it's super annoying. But anyway, my mom's driving us over right now. Don't worry, we're a friendly group of people. We're just metal detecting enthusiasts.
Look, but you say you're going to dig around.
Yeah, we're going to dig. We got little hand shovels.
And it's like...
What? Hello? You're cutting out. Elaine? Elaine? Mom, talk to Elaine.
Hello? Elaine? Is this Elaine?
Hello.
Hey, this is Roy's mother. What's the problem? We're on our way over.
Yeah, I'm very confused because, I don't know what his name is, but he was saying that something was set up with me on Facebook for them to meet at my
house. Oh, yeah, that's just Roy. That's Roy's metal detecting club. It's like a little.
Yeah, I've never had before, so I'm.
Oh, boy. You're cutting out a little bit. It's hard to hear you. Your cell phone's cutting out.
Address. Yeah, I've never talked to your son before on the phone or on Facebook. I'm very confused why he thought he cleared something with me about meeting in front of my house and how he has my phone number and my name.
No, he doesn't know you. Like, the club decided. They just pick an address at random. So they do a random address every single week around the city.
Yeah, I mean, where does he get my name and number, and why is he calling me when he's never contacted me before and saying he's going to dig in my yard?
Well, he just didn't want you to be concerned. Because this is good for Roy. It keeps him out of trouble and away from gangs and away from drugs.
Yeah, but he can't dig in my yard.
They're little holes. It's a little shovel. It's like a little gardening shovel.
I mean, I rent here. It's not like my yard permanently.
Yeah.
And I wish he could have, you know, I don't know where he got my number and my address, and he's calling me, but he didn't talk to me beforehand.
Yeah, this is just
confusing.
This is just what they do. You know, they pick a random address. Every single week.
I feel like, why are you clearing it with me now when you're saying you're almost here? I feel this is very rude. And he's telling me that I'm annoying. I don't know. It does not create very goodwill if you're just going to do this with no clearance beforehand. And I don't know where getting my number and saying that... I don't know, somehow he cleared it with me on Facebook when that's not true.
Well, no, he just set up the meetup. It's like an event on Facebook. So
but he sent contact on Facebook somehow and got all this info.
There's going to be other metal detectors there. They're all like a friendly group of boys. You know, it's my son and his little brother and like seven other people, and there's one girl in the group now.
I'm going to talk with my roommates for a bit.
Oh, okay. Let's put her on.
No, I'll call you back.
Okay. Well, you know, like, it's not a big deal. Like, you don't have to worry about it. They're just going to dig in your yard for a little bit.
Please don't do that.
It's a fun...
But I'll call you back. I'll call you back.
It's a fun community event.
I'll talk to you in a bit.
Oh, come on.
Okay,
well, we'll be there in just a little bit, okay?
I'll call you.
I'm dropping all the boys off in the minivan.
It's not as much fun when it's renters. I want it to be like, you know, people in nice houses. And you know what? She's going to call back, and it's going to be that one guy that put his mom on the phone for me. In fact, you know what? The show's just about over. Let's change my number back to what it was before. Hopefully I didn't erase his number. Do a quick call to that guy. I can't remember his name now. Can any of you remember the guy's name that put his mother on the phone on three-way with us? I'm calling it.
You have reached the voicemail.
I could be an asshole and call from his mother's number, because he's definitely hitting the fuck you button on me. But then what do I say to him? Any ideas in the chat room for what to say to the final boss? He's totally going to pick up now, because calling from a different number.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, somebody just called me and said they're in a metal detecting club. I'm calling back to just let you know we don't want you to come here.
Right.
Was that you?
That was not me. Oh. Somebody called me about that.
Oh, okay. We just got like a really weird phone call from this from your number.
How did they get my number?
I don't know. It's not you? Like, you're not in a metal detecting club?
No.
Is this the first call you got about this? Because
I got a call earlier saying that they were from a metal detecting club and that they were coming to a house to...
What's the darndest thing? Because they showed up. They're, like, out there right now in my front yard, like, metal detecting.
In your front yard?
Yeah, I told them to please leave, but they're like, no, we've got every right to be here.
No, they don't. Not on your property.
Yeah, well, they seem like a
nice... I would call the police.
No, they seem like a nice group of young boys. It's just... it's just weird that they're out there, like, metal detecting and digging. There's, like, 8 of them. So it's pretty weird. I don't know what's going on. Hello?
Well, yeah, you've got the right to refuse, and...
Yeah.
Because if they're on the yard, they're trespassing.
Yeah, but I don't want to be an asshole. You know, it's just kids having fun.
I know, but... Yeah.
See why you're encouraging me to like call the police on a bunch of kids just out there doing a hobby. At least they're not doing drugs. At least they're not egging my house, you know?
That's true. That's
yeah.
True. But I keep getting these calls from them, you know.
Oh.
There's calls from the numbers. Yeah, and they were calling from a payphone.
Oh, from a payphone?
Yeah, which I thought was strange. And then because at the end of the call, it says you need to some operator came on the line and says you need to deposit 10 cents or 25 cents or whatever it was to continue the call.
Do they even make payphones anymore? I've not seen a payphone.
That's what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking, are you in then or?
Yeah, I'm right here in town.
Yeah.
So
they called me about, see, it's actually my mom's address, and somehow they got my number.
Oh, well, I guess since you told them they couldn't go there, they came to my house instead.
Right, yeah.
That's the darndest thing. Well, hopefully they're not out there too long.
It's one thing to metal detect, but then when they start digging, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I need you to deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, see, that's the same thing I got at the end of my call, too.
Yeah, whoever has the number, the one ending in 6-9, it's going to be 25 cents, please. Just deposit 25 cents.
I'm on a cell phone, so how can I deposit money?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone, too, ma'am.
No, we can see you're on a payphone. You need to...
I'm not on a payphone.
No, you right there, you talking. You are on a payphone. We can tell you're on a payphone. I'll disconnect this call. Don't think
I won't. Disconnect it.
Okay, I will. Watch me. I will. I will disconnect the phone right now.
Okay, thank you.
Your call's going to disconnect, motherfucker. How do you like them apples?
You are not an operator. Oh, yeah, you're an operator, all right.
I am, too. I'm a telephone operator. I'm with AT&T. Like, if you're going to use a payphone, you need to pay.
Why would an operator from AT&T cuss at me like that?
Because you're being an asshole. You're saying you're not at a payphone because you can't afford a
quarter. Well, I'm not.
Like,
I'm telling you the truth. I'm not. I've got a cell phone in my hand.
Yeah, you can't afford one
quarter.
Do
you even know where I'm calling from?
You can't afford a quarter. I mean, just put a quarter in.
Do you know where I'm calling from?
Yeah, you're on a payphone. I have your number right here. Look, just be an adult for once in your life and put a quarter in the payphone. Quit being an asshole.
Goodbye.
No.
Goodbye.
No, I'm not letting you hang up. I'm keeping...
Okay, that was a pretty weird final boss call. I liked it. And guess what? It's been 2 hours now. I think that means I'm going to quit. I'm done with doing a show, but the good news is that in exactly 3.5 hours, Dwight's going to be doing a show tonight. He's over on Prank Call Nation, Mixler.com/prankcallnation. That's where you can listen to him tonight in 3.5 hours. He invited me on. Hopefully I'll make it at some point. I know I got some GTA in to do, but maybe I'll drop in before the show's over, do some calls with him. He said Carlito might be on too. So woohoo! Prank calls tonight. Live prank calls on The Dwight Show. Thanks everybody for tuning in and hanging out with me in the chat room. Thanks for all of the ideas and stuff. Sorry if I didn't credit you for ideas. I tried to with everyone, but, I suck at that sometimes. Sorry. Okay, sorry.
Hi, I'm a complete jackass from Nashville, Tennessee, and I called before, I'm going to go ahead and put the phone number out there before I forget it. I think it's 615.
No. No phone numbers in the voicemails. Try again, you big dummy.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show from Roy, New Mexico. Just outside of Albuquerque in the land of enchantment. You're listening to Roy from Roy, New Mexico.
All right, thanks for the song. It's beautiful. I see that you also left a phone number at the end of your voicemail. What the hell?
Hi, Roy. Me, Natalia Sarai from Mother Russia,
hey,
AKA North Carolina. That's Hi, Roy. Nice. How are you doing today?
Great. Just great.
I know a few months ago I sent a prank request over to you via email and not over the voicemail, but I just realized it was against the prank rules. So I am so sorry.
What's
it has
against
something to do with a bank and calling bank employees.
Oh.
And I don't want to see you get in trouble again. Thanks, Roy. Have a great day.
Yeah, sometimes that's okay, as long as I'm not, stealing banking information. Don't worry, I won't do anything dumb. I'm pretty good at weeding out a lot of the sketchy stuff that gets sent to me.
Brad, just a quick one. Please contact him, or if you want to, just listen to his last Distorted View Friday, March the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I left a voicemail for him, which he played, where I was talking to him about you prank calling his mom. And at first he seemed like he was kind of like, eh, but he started to be more open to it. So
nice.
I think there's something that could happen. If you could just talk to him and be like, hey,
that'd
we
be
can
great.
Work something out. He just seemed like he wanted you guys to plan something together, which is, is understandable.
Yeah, if he'd ever respond to my goddamn emails.
All right, keep doing your thing. Keep shaking it. And see ya.
Okay, thanks for setting that up. You're basically my agent now. I appreciate it.
Is your old pal Ron? We met on the Golden Eagle Ferry. You were the captain of the ferry ship that took us over to Batchtown, Illinois. How the fuck are you doing?
Great.
My GPS is currently telling me how to navigate home, but who gives a fuck about that? The meat and potatoes of this conversation, though, revolves around me going to see MC Lars and all those shenanigans. The show was fantastic. I know this voicemail is a little bit late, but I encourage everybody who can to go to a Lars show.
I think his tour is over. So, way to go, idiot.
They're wonderful. He invites people on stage to do things like skank to ska music.
Yeah.
And
he's trying to get me up there.
Long story short, though, my manager, the guy that runs the new place I work, he is familiar with the 2600 meetings that happened at the Galleria and is vaguely familiar with yourself and Ilonka. And
Ilonka.
It is a very, very, very small world. So, wonderful.
Yeah.
I know that's probably
wonderful. Okay, bye. Very long voicemail. Yeah, Lars sent me a video the night that you met him at the concert. That was kind of cool to see there with Lars. He does that to me every time somebody comes up to him and says that they know me or whatever. He sent me one with him and Rappy, too.
Hey. The naughty guy. I was just wanting to
sure
say those ones for you, one of the grandmas, and say, I'm changing your phone number. Those are really good.
Yeah. I don't understand any of that, but luckily, he left another voicemail. Let's see if this one is any easier to understand.
Brad.
Hey, it is.
Oh, that a lot of those old ladies you were phoning up seem really, really nice. I quite liked a lot of, and one of the ladies thought Ian was getting a sex change.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of funny. That
it's
was
probably
a, that
awkward
was
now.
A really, really good one. quite liked that one, Brad.
LOL.
Well, I was going to phone up about mentioning about my soundboard. I think I've virtually got it ready now.
You're
I mean,
what?
I might maybe post a link in one of the comments to see if anyone likes my Scottish Professor soundboard. He calls the ladies Vaggie and everything. He insults them. Bye.
Yeah, like a soundboard of Knobby Guy. I actually saw him post that somewhere, but I can't remember where. And I didn't actually look at it because it's a zip file. And I don't trust zip files. I didn't open it. Fuck that shit, you know? So repost it, I guess, you know, like if anyone wants to check out Knobby Guy's soundboard. I'm not sure what the purpose is. Can you make prank calls with his voice or something?
And a one, and a two, and a three. His name is Brad Carter. He sounds really gay, but he's not. Actually, that's all I've got so far. Hope you like it, Brad. Bye.
This is pretty good. It's catchy. I was about to sing along, and then you stopped. Man, so many voicemails in here. So many voicemails. I kind of want to play them all just to piss off the people on the Facebook group that are complaining about me. Norma. But I've kind of had enough of voicemails. Let's play just one last one. I'm going to find the shortest one. It is 15 seconds long.
Hey, Brad. It's Jax from the internet.
Hey, Jax.
I wanted to ask if you could do more tunnel shows. Those are my favorite shows. I like claustrophobia, and I like making people think that I'm under their house. So I'd love to hear you be under their house again. Thank you so much, man.
I will do that. There's a couple other people out there who hate tunnel calls. They say those are the worst types of calls I could possibly do. And I would love to do some more tunnel calls just to piss those people off. It's weird that people just hate certain things I do in calls. You know, like some people hate when I say my last name is Who. I know there's somebody else that completely hates the Tenants from Hell calls. Like, I'm never going to stop doing those. Come on. I think I'm going to do some Tenants from Hell calls with tunnels underneath the apartments and my last name is Who. I'm going to piss off as many people as possible all at once. One more thing before we end today's show. I get this email from Ryan. He says, "Hey, Brad, I'm a longtime fan who is totally blind and lives in Maine. I have a quick question. There's a show where a lady tells you to smoke another one of your funny cigarettes and shove it up your ass. This is a very funny quote, but I can't remember in which show it is. Do you remember? Hope you are doing well and look forward to hearing back." And I have that clip here. Let's play it.
You know what? I think you better take a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.
One of the best comebacks ever, and I don't know either. Does anybody else know? Is that something that's on the Phone Losers Wikipedia page at phonelosers.com/wiki? Seems like there was a page kind of like that that, you know, gave out common quotes. But I just searched the wiki for the word cigarette, and there is nothing in there. So, I don't know. Anybody have the answer? Leave it in the comments somewhere. I wouldn't mind finding that call and playing it again on the opening of a show, maybe. The only clue I have here is that on the sound file that I just played, on that clip, the date on it is July 5th. 2015. So we know what happened before that point. So just listen to every single show before July 5th of 2015 and you'll find it easily. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Audi Love, FOD87, Lord and Lady of Veggies, Omni, and Ryan Jardina. Every one of you listening right now should sign up for the Patreon immediately at patreon.com/phonelosers. If you hate Patreon, there are several other ways to sign up over at phonelosers.com/support. Thank you, everybody, for the support. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Sorry this show is being released on Sunday instead of Saturday. I'm doing the voicemails today on Sunday. I started this whole show back on yesterday, on Saturday. I blame Dwight because Dwight did a show last night and I was actually around to listen to it and to be on it. I was on his show for pretty much the entire 3 hours. If you want to go listen to that, I will have a link in the show notes, assuming he's put it up already, to Mop Riding with Dwight. I did a couple of calls on there. I think they weren't complete garbage. Maybe they were. It's hard to remember for some reason.
Yesterday, you were just a phone call away. Now there's no one to prank call today. Oh, I believe in Mildred Monday. Oh, suddenly, I'm not half the loser I used to be. Mildred Monday's not hanging up on me. Oh, you died so suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I called and got your son, but long anyway, yesterday. Prank calling was so fun to play. Now I need a new friend to say hello. I am Mildred Monday. Oh, why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I called and got your son drunk as fuck and loaded anyway, yeah, yesterday. I was prank calling Mildred Monday. Now my phone book is so far away. Oh, I believe in Mildred Monday. Monday.
I do not want you to chase my cow.